diamonds individually. If we don't love it, we...
Thank you for calling RDI Diamonds. This is Nick. How may I help you?
Nick, hey, it's Megan.
Hey,
I'm sorry I haven't had a chance to call you back or email you back, but I did look at both of the stones, and it's the one that you said was too square. We can see too much carbon in it. But
who's we?
We are Glenn, and we were looking at it, and you could see Glenn and I were looking at it. And you could from the video.
Yeah, which is, so that's not actual size.
Well, I guess that is true. That's magnified. But we are getting,
yeah.
That is true. When you see it in the, the videos, they are magnified. But
if you read the email, I wasn't pitching that stone. I was just saying that look is what she's looking for. And I was putting that next to the cushion that I found for you, and I don't know if she's going to go for it. Now you said you had a smaller cushion like that in the store.
He did. We had a 1 carat old mine, but he did. Glenn did say it's going to be more a 2.6 to 2.8, but he's kind of going on Polygon and looking at others. We've kind of got a price range to give her. So I've tried to call her, and I did see where you said that, you know, this isn't exactly what you're looking for.
Yeah,
we want to work. We want to try to find what we're looking for.
Yeah.
So, but I will, I've left her a voicemail, so I'm just waiting on her to give me a buzz back because I was kind of giving her a price range and then going to, from there, see, you know, what color and clarity she was thinking about. But she told me it goes straight to voicemail, so
now, why do
she doesn't know the number.
Why do you think it's going to be 2.6 or 2.8?
Because what Glenn's measurements were, he wants a 2.6 to 2.8 instead of a, that's just what he was telling me when we were looking at stuff on Polygon.
Okay. So, like...
That was just a nice talking.
Yeah. So, it's still 8 millimeters, right?
I believe so.
Okay. So then, because, like...
Like I said, we were just looking on Polygon. So, I think he's making some adjustments. But I've got kind of a price range, so I'm just waiting to hear back from her, and I will let you know what my budget. As soon as I hear back from her, I'll let you know what my budget.
Hang tight,
is.
Real quick, because I know you got lots of things to do, but I need to be able to kind of update.
I know you're good
on my end.
Okay.
All right, this is the wrong paper. So we're looking at. So it's still 8 millimeters. He's saying 2.6 to 2.8 because that's. Those are falling in line with that 8 millimeters more often, right? And
yes, I believe so.
Okay, that's fine.
Go ahead.
Now, what shape are we looking
at? Well, I need
right
to
now?
Double check. I need to double check with them. The square cushion, but more as round as you can. The rounder is the better.
Okay.
But let me get back with him because we were just looking at Polygon and looking at some. He was looking at some that were like. That were more in the 7.8 and 7.8. So he's just looking. We're just trying to get a price range first, just to get her an idea of the price range, and then go from there. And I'll give you exactly what I'll call you back with exactly what Glenn tells me he needs.
I appreciate you.
We just need to get the we need to get her budget. So I've got kind of how far it can go. As far as the pricing, and then I'll go from there. I will find out what her, you know, if she can go lower on color and clarity. So
did she indicate that she wants the square cushion?
She was talking about the old miner,
and
hang on just a second. Let me go in the office. I'm on the floor.
No, you're
let
fine.
Go.
I don't
me
need to ask
office.
You a lot of hard questions.
No, you're totally – no,
but,
you're not at all.
But,
I just have a customer in here, so I was going to go.
No. I'm
going to
let you
go to the office.
No, let me –
Are you sure?
Oh, you have a customer in there. Someone
yes,
else is with them already.
There's a customer in the store, so yes.
Okay, thank God.
So I just wanted to go back into the office. Okay, give me
no,
just
you're
a second.
Fine.
Hold on.
No, you're good. Thank you.
Oh. Okay, sorry. So the way it all came about is she was talking about the old mine cut. And then when she started talking to Gwen, because she liked the rounded, she liked that it was not square, but it was not completely round.
For sure.
And so Gwen started talking to her about trying to do a round cushion, like a rounder cushion.
Yeah.
And said that the brilliance would be better. So that's where the rounder cushion came in was because of the facets.
I understand.
And the circle.
So.
And the shape came from the old mine. Old miner. Am I saying that right?
Yeah, you could say it either way. So this is my concern, and I'm just, I don't want it to come off anyway, but my concern is.
Oh, you're not good.
My concern is Glenn likes the square cushion. The customer is going to want to see an old mine. That's what.
No.
So in, really?
He talked her. Yes, he talked her out of the old mine and went.
Okay.
Is going towards the roundest square cushion that we can get because she wants the brilliance.
Okay. Don't talk when I said that. But that was my concern because I've seen that happen before.
Oh no!
And
I
then,
never.
And then all of a sudden, you find out we lost a sale to a store down the street because they showed them what the customer was looking for. You know what I mean? But I know Glenn's been doing this forever and a day, so you guys got a good handle on it.
You haven't had anybody from Frank & Company call about this, have you?
I don't know who that is.
Okay, never mind.
We don't.
That
no, you're
the
fine.
Only person that would call, so you're good.
Yeah, this is.
I used to work there. That's why I was. That she came up because of word of mouth and because she knows how long we've been in business, and that they would be the only ones. I worked there.
I wouldn't know if they did because we don't do sales territories like that because it would be terrible for me to work with you and your direct competitor. You know what I mean?
Oh well. I know they get I know where they get most of their stones from. So
yeah. How long did you work there for?
From 2020 to 2024, end of 2023, 2024, and then the designer, I was in clothing, and then the designer came back to me. I was going to go one day and until LA opened, and when it opened, they gave me an offer I couldn't refuse, and then 3.5-4 years later, the designer came back and said, what do I have to do? And then when Glenn reached out, it was a no-brainer because I didn't want to be on the road 3 weeks.
No, that makes sense to me. Do you think this customer is going with you guys? It sounds like they've done a lot of work with you. So,
yes. Well, it's their first. They came to us because of word of mouth. They're new customers.
Okay.
They came to us because of friends that they've talked to and the Google reviews, and the fact that we've been in business as long as we have. And so I do not think they are shopping.
Okay, very cool. That's good. I just want to make sure that I'm doing everything that I can for you. So
no, absolutely. So I'm waiting to hear back from her. I didn't leave the price range over the phone. So, but she told me it's going to go straight to voicemail. She would call me back when she got the voicemail, and I'm going to shoot her a text and let her know that I've got some estimates on pricing, some roundabout pricing. So, it's just as soon as I hear back from her, I will give you a buzz and let you know.
You're the best. My diamonds on Polygon are not my. Not my exhaustive, complete inventory.
Okay.
So,
okay.
I have more.
And we were just kind of looking at different. We were just
because you're trying to get the price.
Yes, we were trying to get a price, seeing what everybody had them priced at, and what he was looking at.
This is exciting. Yeah. This is a big deal, and I can't believe she's getting this ring because she won a bet. Do we know what the bet was yet? Do we want to know? Do we even want
yes,
to know?
I do.
You do?
I do. Absolutely, I do.
That's
absolutely.
So funny.
And it's an older customer.
Oh,
probably
my gosh.
I say older, but they're probably like in their 60s, late 60s.
Good for them. I love
maybe
it.
Early 70s.
All
but
right.
But like I said, she had Versace glass. I mean, she, you know, you looking at them walking in, you probably wouldn't think, but you cannot. Those are my biggest customers.
Yeah.
The ones that come in flip-flops and a t-shirt off the beach.
Yep.
So where we are. So,
all right, I'll leave
I will.
Thank you for that extra
okay.
information.
Absolutely. And thank you for looking, and I will. Hopefully we'll be able to close it together.
Oh, no, we absolutely will. All right, we'll talk soon. Thank you.
Okay, sounds good. All right,
bye.
Thanks. Bye.